Hello, and welcome to Learning Tree's Meet the Expert podcast series.
I'm your host, Jim Leitris, and for this session, we'll be discussing a topic that's relevant to anyone who has management responsibilities, especially in today's working world, and that is managing in tough times. Joining me as our expert is Anita Caputo. Anita is the author of the books Promote Yourself and also Learn to Bounce from a High-Tech Layoff to Your Ideal Work. She's also the founder of Big Picture Institute, which specializes in management training and career coaching. Anita, thanks for stopping in for our Learning Tree Meet the Expert podcast series.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
Great. Now, I used the term tough times in our introduction, and of course, considering the crises that are going on in the global markets right now, I think the first thing that comes to mind, of course, is financial difficulties. But I'd like to get your definition of what constitutes tough times. I mean, what other issues can cause that feeling, and how do both individuals and organizations typically respond?
Well, first of all, tough times includes things like layoffs. It includes uncertainty. What makes people feel most uncomfortable is just not knowing, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow. But there are other types of tough times as well. We had a situation with a company recently where there was a bacteria that entered into their food production process, and they immediately had to close down a plant. And, of course, that put people out of work immediately and created, well, actually 20 people died as a result of the bacteria. So that was a company in crisis, and I'm sure if you were the CEO of that company, you can imagine that was a very tough time, and for the employees as well, right? Because they don't know, are we going to be able to go back to work? When can we go back to work? You know, are there going to be repercussions, et cetera? So there are different tough times. Obviously, the economic downturn, other world events, 9/11 caused, you know, tough times for a lot of companies around the world. The other one that we often don't think about are those things that happen internally in a company, reorganizations.
Right.
You know, we've all been part of a reorg, right? And, you know, do you like your new boss? Do you have more responsibilities? Do you have less responsibilities? Perhaps there are mergers, acquisitions, divestitures. What's it going to be like to blend two cultures or to pull a culture apart? So all of these can constitute tough times.
Okay. Tough times create crises, and crises often leads to positive change.
You know, change almost is an event. And what happens after change is the transition. And we can choose how we move through the transition. For example, I was someone who was laid off from high tech in 2001. And when I was laid off, it was a very sad moment. I always said, you know, I left behind the people that I worked with, the family that I, you know, spent most of my days with. But on the other hand, it was a wonderful opportunity. It was an opportunity for me to explore, you know, doing something different. And so with change, absolutely comes opportunity.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you brought up the change aspect, because in your background notes, you mentioned a favorite quote, which is attributed to you. When change happens, choose change. How do you see change then as being key to managing successfully in a difficult work environment?
A change is the trigger to a difficult work environment. And it's a matter then of how do we manage the change? And that's what's really critical. So if you are a manager in an organization, you have to begin with looking at yourself. How do you see this change? If you're going to be an inspiration to your people, you're going to have to embrace the change. You're going to have to look at it and see the opportunity. You have to be that bright light to your employees. They're going to look to you for confidence. They're going to look to you as someone that they can rely on. And
you have to provide the anchor, in other words. But you're talking about starting from within.
Yes.
What kind of methods can managers do, or what kind of behaviors can they exhibit that would be helpful in doing that?
I think the first thing you have to do is take time out. And, you know, whether time out be even a day on a weekend, or you have to take time to stand back. You have to take time to breathe. You have to take time to reflect. Whatever it is for you that removes you from that day-to-day reality. And perhaps it's listening to music. Mm. But whatever it is for you, you need to take that time out. You need to reflect. And you need to think about, what does this change mean to me? How do I see this change? And how can I be that positive influence on my people? How can I be that anchor? How can I be that strength? Mm-hmm. And then make a choice, because it really is a choice as to how we behave. So for every action, there's a reaction. Mm-hmm. How am I going to react? Mm-hmm. And yeah, so you just need to find that space for you.
Okay. Now, the focus then comes, and in reading the background notes, I notice how it sort of expands. It goes from the focus on self to the focus on the team, and then the focus on the organization and on the priorities of the organization. So now we've explored ourself, and let's say the manager has found that center and feels that he can, you know, lead the team. What do we do now? How do we focus on the team itself?
Okay. Well, remember, the team is made up of people. Mm-hmm. And as people, whenever something happens to any one of us, what's the first thing you think about? What's going to happen to me? What does this mean to me? So, you know what? My colleague just got laid off. Does that mean I'm going to get laid off too now? It's all of those questions that are going through their mind. It's that uncertainty. It's that not knowing. So the first thing you have to do is try and put yourself in their shoes. You need to be able to empathize with them.
Okay.
You need to be able to acknowledge what it is that they could be feeling at this point in time and to allow them to move forward. Acknowledging their feelings is huge. Uh-huh. I think that if you can do that, you're, you know, more than 50% of the way in terms of helping your employees to feel motivated and to be productive.
But that requires you to be very accessible to them as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you talk about focus on the priorities. Uh-huh. Your actions on a day-to-day basis state what your priorities are. Uh-huh. And your actions on a day-to-day basis have to be on the people. There are other priorities as well, uh-huh, but people have to be one of your key priorities. Think about it. As a manager, you rely on your people to get your work done.
Right.
So if you're not putting your priority on your major resource that's going to get your results, get your objectives met, allowing your organization to perform, that has to be your priority.
I can imagine that kind of environment would cause sort of a paralysis unless people can feel comfortable being able to say, okay, let's forge ahead and keep moving. So that takes us now, the organization is now struggling with its tough time. The manager is attending to his flock. How does that help the organization in terms of its clients, the companies that it serves?
Yeah, so talking about priorities, to me, the other two priorities are customers and cash. And I'll say cash as opposed to, you know, finance, because cash is king. Mm-hmm. But without customers and without a focus on customers and a priority on our customers, there will be no cash, right? So often, our customers are sometimes the ones who pay for the hard times that are happening in our company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's talk about the airlines just for a moment.
Okay, that's a good example.
Yeah, it is a good example, right? I mean, I remember the day when I used to fly and you used to get a meal, and it used to be in the China, you know. And
real silverware.
That's right, the stainless steel, right? And those days are certainly gone, and I'm not saying that we should be going back to those days.
And not all of that was monetary either. A lot of that was precaution as well. But obviously, as you said, there are a lot of things that have changed in the airlines due to the financial crises.
Yeah, but how do customers feel today, right, about the airlines, right? You know, here they are, they're, you know, nickel and diming us, you know, charging us for bringing on a check bag or a second check bag, mm-hmm, and charging us for a pillow. And, you know, is that really focusing on the customer? And I think that if we look at some of our, you know, more respected airlines, we'll see different practices. We're going to see that they have really put their customer first. So we need to, during hard times, certainly understand exactly what's most important to our customer, because if we're meeting our customers' needs, mm-hmm. our customers will continue to be there and will continue to buy whatever it is that we're selling. The other aspect of priority, mm-hmm. obviously, is cash. And we do need to manage our cash, and especially in this economy where it's about liquidity, it's about being able to borrow, it's about being able to fund those times when, for example, to fund payroll with borrowed money, because at any time your funds are either in the positive or in the negative, and you need to be able to fund that. So my point is you need to manage your cash. And you need to make sure you have the liquidity to continue to pay your expenses.
Well, let's talk about some of the crises that are occurring now. I mean, you mentioned in your experience then with your clients, companies that have to go through layoffs, for example. I mean, what kind of advice do you give those managers? I mean, how do you train them to, what do you tell them that they should do in order to get through that, and because they still have to lead. So where do you stand on that?
Okay, so there's a number of thoughts going through my mind. Mm. There's the actual, process of going through layoffs. So first of all, if you can avoid layoffs, I think you should absolutely avoid layoffs. Layoffs will be a detriment to the morale of the organization. Mm-hmm. So if you can find other ways to cut costs and to achieve the results you're looking for, I would first of all recommend that you avoid layoffs. Get creative. Think outside the box. Mm-hmm. I heard of an organization where they allow each of their employees to take 10 days off without pay. And if I were to take next Friday off, mm-hmm. as an example, I wouldn't get docked a day of pay. What they do is they average it into my salary. Mm-hmm. So maybe instead of making $80,000 a year, I'm making $75,000 a year, and I get 10 days off without pay. That might be something that would really make an employee happy. Mm-hmm. In that case, a lot more people can.
My thanks to
jobs.
Our producer and engineer, Boris Slivka, and this is Jim Leitrich at Learning Tree,
right,
saying
right,
goodbye
depending on the company
until our next Meet the Expert podcast.
Absolutely, and sometimes there are going to be layoffs. And first of all, for the people who are being laid off, I plead, with managers, do it with dignity. These are all, real people with real feelings. And we need to treat them with respect. Mm-hmm. We need to give them the best opportunity to go off and to find a job that is going to be a great match for them so that they can move forward with their lives and be happy. But then what's left behind, right? So assuming people are laid off, mm-hmm. then what you have are what we call the corporate survivors or the survivors, right?
That's the word that came to my mind, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And we need to be very sensitive to these people as well. With the survivors, of course, there's a number of thoughts going through my head.
Mm-hmm, sure.
There's the work.
Right.
Right? All of a sudden, five people were doing the work, and now we've got four people doing the work. Mm-hmm. So, all of a sudden, more is expected. And you're not feeling so great right now anyway because your colleague just got laid off, mm-hmm. and you may not be feeling very good about that. You may not be feeling very good about the company because the company has had to make this decision. So if you're managing an environment where you've got corporate survivors, again, you need to focus on your people. You need to help your people understand why, this decision was made. Help the people understand that the people who were laid off were treated well by the company. And again, acknowledge the feelings of the corporate survivors. Help build that vision, in terms of here's where we're going, and build that focus on being able to move forward. So again, very critical that you acknowledge their feelings, acknowledge the loss, but at the same time, being very positive, and again, being that guiding light, that anchor to help them move forward.
So in other words, you need to sort of gather them together and say, yeah, we've lost some folks here, but I need you and you need me.
You got it.
And we all have to pull together in order to achieve this.
Right.
And,
And you know, in real estate, they say location, location, location. Uh-huh. In management, we say communicate, communicate, communicate. Okay. You can never, ever over communicate.
Okay. I don't want to belabor the point, but I guess if I were to try to summarize this or ask you to summarize it rather, what would you say would be the most important aspect that a manager should tend to, or what's the best behavior, the most critical thing they should do in this type of situation?
Be authentic. They must be genuine. They must behave with genuine concern and care for their people. Just think of the people you know in your life, whether they be people you work with or family. The people that you appreciate the most, respect the most, are those people that you know have your best interest in mind, and the people who genuinely listen to you and care for you and want to be there for you and help you.
Okay. Well, you know, that's very solid advice that any manager can use, and not just in tough times, but any time. Anita, thanks again for coming in and sharing your expertise here on Meet the Expert.
Well, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
If you'd like to know more about this subject, you can see a detailed description of the Learning Tree course, Managing in Tough Times, by visiting www.learningtree.ca. My thanks to our producer and engineer, Boris Slifka, and this is Jim Leitrus at Learning Tree saying goodbye until our next Meet the Expert podcast.